Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Andy DeSantis. Andy is a registered dietitian and the author of several books on nutrition. He will be talking to us today about the importance of protein. In the second half hour, I will be talking to station manager and the host of Transistor Radio and Moonlight Savings Time, David Teasdale. I will also have some community event announcements and some health news and some music. And in honor of International Women's Day today, that happens on March 8th, I will be playing only music by female artists today. Let's start the show with a song by Sophia Camara, Who Do I Call Now? Right after the song, we will hear the interview with Andy DeSantis, so please stay tuned.
Still in the blue, say that I miss you. Silence. Sit on my phone, try to refrain from dialing. See when we're good, then we're good. When we're bad, we're a disaster. Make out, slam the door, and then text you right after. I don't miss the drama, but God, I miss your laughter. Whoa. Sometimes I wish you'd cut it. Hit me so low, then act like you're so above it. See when we're high, we're so high, then we crash and we shatter. Make out like we're fine, then fall back in old patterns. I don't miss the drama, but God, I miss your laughter.
Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today we welcome to the Townships at 12, Andy DeSantis. Now, Andy is a registered dietitian, so welcome, Andy.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to chat.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about protein. So protein, an important macronutrient for the body. What exactly does protein do in our bodies?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, protein fulfills multiple roles in the human body, and you know, let's start with the fact that, of course, it's essential for building and repairing muscle, which is what it's perhaps most known for. It plays important roles in the immune system, hormone regulation, creates enzymes, supports the function of our organs, creates many transport molecules in the body, and the list goes on from there.
Okay, so it's definitely important. Now, in a recent survey from Nutraceuticals, it confirmed that 68% of Canadians feel they could benefit from more protein, and 61% feel it is a priority. Why do they feel this way?
Yes, there's a few layers to that. I think first and foremost, people are starting to realize that when it comes to protein, there are levels. You know, you can aim for a bare minimum for health, but beyond that, if you want to tap into protein's benefits, and some of protein's additional benefits are, of course, the muscle building aspect. So the more physically active someone is, the more protein they need. Protein also helps you to keep satiated after meals, which is an effect that everyone is looking for, right? And so, you know, that's precisely why Magnum Nutraceuticals has come in to address this demand and to create, you know, a product to facilitate increased access to protein.
We get protein in our diet from meat, obviously. What are some other sources where we can get protein?
Yeah, so I think there's easy sources like the Greek yogurts of the world, the cow's milk and soy milk. There are people probably underappreciate that nuts and seeds actually can be solid protein sources. Lentils and chickpeas and other beans are also probably underappreciated protein sources as well. So those are some of the big ones that I try and really get people to increase more of, because, you know, it's not always easy to get enough protein in our diet. It's not always easy to hit the protein requirements we might set for ourselves, but so it's very important to understand where it can come from.
Okay, what nuts and seeds are good for protein?
Well, pumpkin seeds are a great example. Hemp seeds are a great example. Those two stand above the rest. In all honesty, you're looking at maybe around 9 grams of protein for a third cup of either, which is quite solid, considering that, you know, an egg, depending on the size, has 7 or 8 grams. So that's not too bad.
Okay, how much protein do we need as far as children, adults, and seniors go?
Yeah, it's a good question. And the answer to that question, it does vary based on the individual. So usually when we talk protein requirements are calculated or expressed based on grams per kilogram of body weight. So generally, you know, when we talk scientifically and when I talk to clients, I look at a bare minimum of 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. However, the more physically active someone is, especially if they're involved in resistance training, that protein requirement can go up as high as 2.2 grams of protein per day per kilo of body weight, which is kind of close to that, which is actually precisely that number, that 1 pound of protein, or 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight number that you see thrown around in the fitness community.
Somebody working out obviously needs more protein in their diet. Does that differ if that person is a young adult or a senior citizen?
It's a good question, and it certainly can differ. It really depends on the type of physical activity, the intensity of the physical activity, and then that individual's broader goals. So it's possible that a 19-year-old and a 69-year-old could have very similar protein targets. But it's also possible that they could be different. So there's a lot of individual factors involved in determining someone's protein requirement and also how that fits into their broader diet. And again, right, it is depending on the nuance and the details. It's not always easy to hit, let's say, an ambitious protein target, but it's very important to be able to do so and understand how to do so.
Okay. Is it possible to have too much protein? For instance, people suffering from kidney stones, different things like that, is it possible to have too much protein?
So that's another very, very good question. In certain medical cases, an individual and in perhaps someone who has very severe kidney disease, they may have to be mindful of their protein intake. But the reality is, if someone is in that position, they'll be informed by their medical professional what their target is, and they'll be very likely provide support in order to reach it. So it represents, in my opinion, a relatively small percentage of the population who's in that situation, and they'll have a very specific medical condition. It is not a common thing to have to prematurely limit your protein intake. In fact, you know, as the survey data shows from Magnum Nutraceuticals, it's quite the opposite, right? People are very much interested in getting more and to tapping into the benefits that protein has to offer.
Okay. Are plant proteins less harmful than meat?
Another very good question. So there are a few layers to this. I think what we have to kind of accept is that the average person on the whole in their life has consumed most of their protein from red meat and poultry. Okay. They perhaps consume less protein from plant sources like nuts and seeds, tofu and beans. So it's not to say, it's not about good and bad. If someone enjoys all of these foods, it's more about striking a balance. And for some people, and perhaps for many people, that means on the other side of things, you have to think more about plant-based protein sources to achieve that balance. And once again, given that it can be hard to reach a recommended protein target, it's great to know that protein is available from an abundance of sources.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Do you have an idea of the percentage of Canadians who are vegetarian?
That is a great question. What I can tell you is, I've personally spent a lot of time writing on vegetarian veganism and exploring the trend. I can tell you that the rates are increasing and there's more vegans and vegetarians today than ever before. My latest numbers, if I'm being honest, I'm not sure of. I think, if I recall, you're probably looking at maybe 10%. But you know what? Don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure. There are definitely more vegetarians than vegans, of course. That I feel comfortable saying because vegetarianism has less parameters around it.
Okay. Could you just run us through the difference between vegan and vegetarian?
Yes, I absolutely can. So vegetarianism is more open-ended. People will exclude or include dairy, eggs, or fish, depending on the exact nature of their vegetarianism, whereas a vegan, you know, by the book, would exclude all of those animal-based protein sources and perhaps other items such as honey, depending on how, you know, what their convictions are, for example. They may exclude those as well because they are of animal origin. So that would be the defining factor between them.
Okay, good. Now, you're a three-time author. Do you have three books or journals?
Yeah. In fact, I am an 11-time published author now, so it's possible that somewhere online the amount of books I've published hasn't been updated. It may very well be my fault, but I do indeed have 11 books on a wide range of subject area, ranging from intermittent fasting to fatty liver to heart disease to prediabetes. As you can see, I'm having trouble remembering them all. And one of the fun things I'll tell you regarding the book is for fatty liver specifically, there's great evidence, and this is great evidence that shows that actually having more protein and drinking coffee are both very helpful for the condition. So that's a fun little fact.
Okay. Is there a coffee substitute for people that are sensitive to coffee?
Yeah, another great question. Well, for me, the way I see this is we have, you know, any hot beverage in the realm of coffee, right? The comparables would be a tea. And then in the tea world, you have caffeinated teas, like green tea, like black tea. And of course, you have herbal teas like chamomile, mint, and so on. And each of these types of beverages has a high amount of antioxidants. And actually, of course, they can all be vehicles for more protein, which of course is, you know, that's where, you know, Mega Nutraceuticals era protein powder comes in for hot beverages. And so that's the joy of them. In addition to providing, you know, potentially caffeine, potentially providing a large amount of antioxidants, they can be a vehicle for protein and a complement for our protein intake in our day. So that's a really beautiful thing.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about your books, can they get them from Amazon? And if they just type in Andy DeSantis?
Absolutely. If you can type in my name on Amazon, mm-hmm, to find my books. If you're interested at all in how I view certain nutrition topics, what I've written in the past, all you have to do is go to Google, type in my name, Andy, or Andy DeSantis, and a topic of interest. So if you want to know my thoughts on the health benefits of coffee, type in Andy DeSantis, coffee. It's very likely some writing I've done will come up.
Okay, so that's Andy, and your last name is D-E, space S-A-N-T-I-S.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. Let's talk about, you also mentioned in the article here, hydrolyzed whey protein.
Let's set the stage here. So hydrolyzed whey protein is one of the most bioavailable, rapidly digested, and highest quality forms of protein. Okay, the lactose is removed, which means it is a very suitable choice for people who are lactose intolerant. And you'll find, you know, for example, Era protein powder, that is the type of protein that is used. And with one serving of that product, you're looking at 10 grams of protein, which for some people could be 10% of their daily protein intake, which is, you know, let's just say if their protein requirement was 100 grams, pretty exceptional, right? And again, people drink coffee with great frequency. It's widely enjoyed. And, you know, that's the gap that is being filled with products of that nature.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I would say, there is something I want to add. Let's talk about, you know, coffee and the role that, let's say, adding protein to coffee can play. Because this is an area I'm very, very passionate about. Because if we accept a few things, okay? First of all, a significant amount of Canadians drink coffee on a daily basis, right? And very often, they'll have coffee at breakfast or in the afternoon, right? Or at lunch. So coffee is being consumed at times where other foods are also being consumed. So we can use coffee, in addition to its caffeine content, the antioxidant content, we can use coffee to enhance the balance of a meal if we use products like Era to increase the protein content of it. And one detail that's very, very important about that is that when you add more protein to a meal or snack, so let's say in the afternoon you're having a piece of fruit or a handful of nuts and you have coffee that is protein enhanced with it, what you're going to be able to do, you're going to be able to increase how satiating that meal or snack is, and you're going to reduce how that meal or snack affects your blood sugar levels, because all it takes is a modest amount of protein for the blood sugar response of a meal to drop, and that's a very favorable thing that people are looking for. So I just want to reiterate that. It's a very, very important point, and does give you 10 grams of hydrolyzed whey protein per serving. And I encourage people who are interested about enhancing their coffee, and I know based on the survey data they are. And thank you for your time and your question, Maureen.
Okay, well, thanks very much, and all the best, Andy DeSantis.
Like the woman of the day. You've been trained to be kind and make up for mistakes, to make them see your smile, you clear up the haze. Dignity comes with it, especially when you cry. You're soft on the outside, but you got the toughest mind. Your curves make men take the wrong turn, effortlessness that comes along like the woman of the day. Through scams, statistics shows you're gonna live longer than a man. Vengeful thoughts are sneaking, smartly you don't show. Flat to heels you're running, never late when life is slow. Stopped by virality, but you know your way in. Elegance, it speaks from within. Like the woman of the day.
song called Woman of the Day, and it's by the music artist Meg Pfeiffer. Next up, it's time for some community event announcements here on the Townships at 12. The Richmond Irish Heritage Festival is coming up. It's on from March 2nd to the 24th, and you need to check out the website www.richmondstpats.org. That's RichmondstPats.org. And there's live music, dance, storytelling, parade, and heritage craft events. So again, check that out, www.richmondstpats.org. And coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stansted, it's an Irish tea, Saturday, March 16th, small tea, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for high tea. Access to the museum is included in the price. If you would like a guided tour, an additional fee will be requested. Now, the high tea is $40, warm vichyssoise soup, cucumber and cress sandwich bites, ham and Irish cheddar sandwich bites, apple and pork sausage rolls, honey melon and prosciutto balls, scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares and jam pennies. Menu for the small tea, cucumber and cress sandwich bites. The small tea is $20. And for the small tea, for your sweets, you've got scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares, and jam pennies. Now, if you want something to drink extra on the menu, there's Irish coffee, Elevens's cocktail, and sparkling water. You need to RSVP. So that sounds like a really fun tea. So there's a phone number, 819-876-7322, or you can email them info@colbycurtis.ca. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science Series, Engineering Squad, a family activity in Lenoxville, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., March 23rd to April 20th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. The Ogden Glass Lecture Series at Bishop's University presents Ali Hassan, Thursday, March 14th, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Bandine Hall. It's free, but requires a ticket. Ali Hassan is coming to Bishop's University to speak on his comedy career, his film career, and his new memoir, Is There Bacon in Heaven? Tickets, although they are free, must be reserved through Centennial in advance of the event, co-sponsored by the Morris House Reading Series and the Speakers Committee. The Eaton Valley IOOF will be having a pancake supper in the Sawyerville Catholic Church basement. This happens on Saturday, April 6th, from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, baked beans, sausages, and more. Adults are $20. Children 6 to 12 years old, $10, and children under 5 eat for free. For more information or for tickets, please contact Barry Berwick, 819-889-2597. And I'd like to thank Andy DeSantos for being on the show today and talking to us all about the importance of protein. And don't forget, David Teasdale, station manager of CJMQ and also the host of Moonlight Savings Time and Transistor Radio. You can hear them on the weekend. He'll be talking about his shows today. He'll be on in the second part of my show today. So we'll close with a song from Helena Hallberg, and the song is called Surprisingly Disco. So we'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard, and we'll be right back after that with a second half of the Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen, on CJMQ 88.9 FM. So please stay tuned.
It was there in Central Park by the reservoir when I could see the beginning of the end. Despite the frame that we fit perfectly into for all those years back then, I had to find my own way out like I'd heard about. Rewrite the story, replaying in my mind that I was fine with expectations being met just to fall in line. Did you ever get through? song.